Names of God. Is Jesus God? One name given to God in Scripture is El Gibor, the Mighty God. One occurrence of this name stands out. In Isaiah chapter 9, El Gibor is the name given to the promised Messiah. Jesus is that promised Messiah. He is God incarnate. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
It's Johnny Mac.
Indeed it is. And this is Wretched Radio, give or take 10 days, 2 weeks, something like. Who's doing the math? I get to be in Los Angeles, which is located in California, which is still a part of the United States of America for as long as we stay united, for the memorial service of Dr. John MacArthur. What a day that will be. And I suspect it will actually turn. It could be a template for how to do a memorial service. It will be a model because you've got a man who, in my estimation, was a spiritual giant in the 21st and 20th centuries. And you want to memorialize that, yet you don't want it to be about the man. You want it to be about the man that he served. And that ain't easy to do. That can be a tricky sort of affair. I recently officiated at a funeral, and I got to tell you, it was just, if I were given a funeral a grade, it was like A+, because it wasn't not about the person that we had those memories, but more than that, it was about Jesus Christ. And when her husband got up and preached the gospel, honestly, I think he probably 12 minutes, 15 minutes preaching the gospel. Why? Because the one we lost wanted her death to bring her family to the Lord. And she wanted that funeral to be designed in such a way that Jesus Christ was in the spotlight so that her family would get saved. That's not an easy thing to do. And I suspect Grace Community Church will provide for us a model for how to do that exactly. It's coming up in 10 days. And in preparation of that particular event, would like to take you on a trip down memory lane to consider another aspect of Dr. John MacArthur. And that aspect is his sense of humor. Let's go first to the funeral of R.C. Sproul. I don't know if you recall, but, and it's pretty obvious that this would happen, John MacArthur spoke at the memorial service of R.C. Sproul. And it was dear. It was warm. Then it was pretty funny.
I want to express my love to you, Vesta. Thank you for loving me. And I think allowing R.C. to love me as well, a great treasure in my life. I never expected to have the honor of knowing him personally. I was a mildly dispensational Baptist. What hope was there for me? I was like a guy in the Civil War with gray pants and a blue coat. I was being shot by both sides. And then, almost out of nowhere, R.C. stepped into my life, and I just want to speak of that in three ways. First of all, as a friend, it just seemed to me out of nowhere that I was given an invitation to come and speak at a Ligonier conference. And I had some history with some people very close to R.C., namely John Gerstner. John had actually come to Grace Church and done a series. And in his wonderfully inimitable way, he said about me, since you're a dispensationalist, you're going to end up a heretic. He later told R.C. that didn't happen because I don't think logically. Nonetheless, for reasons I don't know, Vesta, R.C. opened his heart to me and invited me to Ligonier to speak. And then he assigned me to speak on the doctrine of election. which I actually thought at the time he had invented. And he was there with his Diet Coke on the front row and his feet crossed. And I knew this was a test. And it was the most public test a human being could ever have to put his theology on display before the great theologian himself. And somehow through his ministry and the connections that he made with other people and writers, even going back in history, he even had the temerity to ask me to debate him on baptism. This was terrifying to me. I never studied for anything that hard in my entire life. If anything came out of that, it proved that if I get desperate enough, I can work hard. And especially when I know who my teacher is. He even nicknamed me Boris. That's another story. But he always endearingly said to me, Johnny Mac. And the last time we had a conversation here, he said to me, finally, why is it, Johnny Mac, that I always have to tell you what you believe? I adored him for that, so many other things. But I saw him not only as a friend, I saw him as a great defender. I'm the last man standing of a group of three that gathered together in Florida.
This is fascinating.
1995. In one of the most amazing days of my entire life. Evangelicals and Catholics together had come out the year before. And R.C. was profoundly disappointed because the man behind that was a man that claimed R.C. as his mentor, and he had abandoned the true gospel. And for some reason, again, I don't know why I ended up there, but it was James Kennedy, R.C. Sproul, and myself. They're representing the true gospel against those who wanted to accommodate Rome's gospel, Bill Bright, Charles Colson, and J.I. Packer. 1995, we met in a private room for 7 hours. And I sat next to Jim Packer. It was a massive education. The power in the room, unmistakably for the 7 hours, was R.C. Sproul. Mm. I had always hoped that somehow R.C. would write the history of that day. But I don't think he could bring himself to do that because it would have been so much about him. I'm the last man standing, and I will tell you this. He was, without question, the force in that room for the truth. And as I indicated in something I wrote, he actually got on the table. Up on the table and pointed a finger at an adversary and said, I don't think you get it. This is about whether you're saved or not. As affable, as irrepressibly charming as he was a defender of the faith, even when he was looking in the eyes of a very cherished friend. He never wavered on the gospel. He was strength to me. I always felt like whenever I got into a battle, whether it was way back in the inerrancy conference, there was R.C. When it was the gospel, there was R.C. Always standing faithfully for the truth. It was a sad reality in my life that the Lord put us on two coasts, because I didn't have the time with him I really wanted. But whenever I did, it was an indescribable treasure. And then one other category. I think you have to understand this. This is the greatest time in the history of the church for the expansion of sound doctrine. You might say this is the greatest explosion of the truth in history. People look at the church today and what's going on. Very often they say to me, this is a very sad time. There's so much bad preaching. There's so much unbiblical ecclesiology. There's so much poor spiritual leadership. There's so much disinterest in the doctrine of sanctification. There's no real sense of holiness and worship and, you know, all these things. At the same time, there's never been a time in the history of the world where sound doctrine is so available in a split second anywhere on the planet. And the point of the spear for that entire movement in our time was R.C. Sproul.
How gracious is that? Kind of makes you feel the weight of two losses, doesn't it? Dr. R.C. Sproul and Dr. John MacArthur, who added to the list of other gifts, had a splendid sense of humor. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know that moment when you're scrolling through your news feed on social media and everything just feels upside down? Yeah, that's the culture we're living in right now. But you know what gets me excited? At Fortis Institute, we're not just watching on the sidelines. We've assembled a team of incredible voices who are diving deep into God's Word every single day. I'm talking about Dr. John Crotts helping you integrate theology into real life, or Dr. Adam Tyson, who is speaking truth into young men's hearts, or Pastor Brad Bigney transforming marriages from surviving to thriving. But here's the thing, while we're standing strong, that's what Fortis means, by the way, we need gospel partners who'll stand with us. People who will look at the culture and say, you know what? The church needs more than just encouragement. It needs equipping. We're not starting something new at Fortis. We're strengthening something vital. And so if you're ready to join us in this mission, if you're ready to help us equip believers with truth that transforms, then head over to fortisinstitute.org right now to find out how to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace, amazing gospel. You know what's remarkable? Currently, right now, at this present time, there are over 4 million podcasts in production. And something unexpected has happened. Fortis Institute's podcasts have quietly climbed the charts, all of them in at least the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide, 3 of them in the top 2%. Now, we're not here to shout from the rooftops about rankings. We're actually here because truth matters. For 25 years, we've been steadfast. First as Wretched Radio, then as Gospel Partners Media, now standing firm as Fortis Institute. Todd Friel, Adam Tyson, Brad Bigney, Greg Gifford, John Crotts, Libby Gloss, and real teachers addressing real issues. And you can find it all on the Fortis Plus app. Completely free. Hundreds of hours of content already there. Absolutely free. Download it, use it, share it, and then partner with us at fortisinstitute.org because we truly believe the church deserves better. fortisinstitute.org. Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger? The love and trust between you, has that been now replaced with bitterness and betrayal and even silence? Well, know that you're not alone. Marriages everywhere are falling apart. Introducing Transformed Season 4. 6 brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. 13 honest, powerful episodes that show you exactly how God's Word changes everything. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at fortisplus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship. Whether you're marriage needs healing, or you just want to grow stronger together, this series, Transform Season 4, is for you. Streaming now at fortisplus.org.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the Friend of Sinners. While we were dead in our sins and condemned as enemies, Jesus bore our sins in himself so we could be reconciled to the Father.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Wish we had more time.
I remember my son Mark one day sat down in the bed with me and he said, Dad, he said, you know, I don't understand you. He was a teenager.
I said, really, what is it? He said, you know, when you get in the pulpit and preach, you are really something. But the rest of the time, you're not really very special at all.
This is Wretched Radio. Wish we had the time to play 22 minutes of humor from Dr. John MacArthur. How was somebody able to, I think, is this Kuiper Productions, I think, put this together? Yeah. How were they able to come up with 22 minutes? Well, because John MacArthur was funny.
He was absolutely dead serious.
A lot of us have noticed that about you.
Yeah, well, you are relentless and you keep showing up to work.
Well, being a greeter at Walmart has very little appeal to me.
I would like everyone to just pause for a moment and picture the scene. A little yellow tag with the blue stripe, just a, hello, my name is John.
Can I give you a cart? I do not want to wake up one Monday morning and discuss whether I'm going to Target or Walmart. Not a chance. And then have that be the question of every day. I'm not going there.
Hey, if a man or woman does that, I say props. John MacArthur's point is he wanted to stay active for the Lord, doing ministry until, well, he couldn't do ministry anymore.
Okay.
So I can't be domesticated. The greatest fear that I have is in the pastorate is that some lady in the congregation will paint my portrait and I'll have to hang it in the church. You've received those, haven't you? Yeah.
And when there's a difference in one's eschatology, how can they still maintain a relationship? And my mind went away right away to someone that was very dear to you, and maybe you can address that.
Yeah, well, I know now that R.C. Sproul is a premillennial.
Did you all catch that? Yeah. I think you did.
I mean, it happened in a split second. There was no debate. There was no argument. There was no giving all kinds of sides. There was no charts. There were no graphs. It was instant pre-trib, pre-mill, future of Israel, no supersessionism. Yeah, and by the way, no pedo baptism. Sorry about that.
Oh.
Most of these questions are directed at John. They want to know how he really feels about Joel Osteen.
He did prevaricate a lot.
You know, I love it when I hear questions that I've never heard before in my whole life, which is, you know, we've been listening to the same questions for 50 years, and well, at least I have, you haven't, but... And when you get a new one, it's really exciting. So, John, you'll like this because you have never heard this one before. If Samson was to never touch a dead body, how's come he killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey? Bet you never heard that one before.
No, I never heard that one before. I'm not sure I needed to hear it now.
So you're only...
You know what I do with my rough notes? I give them to Phil, who sells them on eBay.
That's right. He used to... I don't sell them on eBay, but it's true. He used to throw them away. And I said, what are you doing? He said, these are notes I'm not going to use anymore. I said, give them to me. So I've got a file cabinet full.
So you haven't started selling them on eBay, for me to...
My grandchildren will do that. That's his retirement plan.
That's his retirement plan?
That's right.
Yeah, when I first moved my office home, you know, it was in a couple of weeks, Patricia came to me and she said, you know, I think you ought to take your office back to the church. I said, why? She'd never received rejection at the level that she'd received it in the weeks that I came home.
I feel your pain. I know it.
Yeah, because it's hard, you know, and she was so excited when I came home. She was going to give me lunch, and pretty soon she was trying to find the flattest pizza in the place so she could slide it under the door.
Yeah, And grandchildren don't make that any easier,
do they? Then they bring the grandkids over. Yeah. Then what are you going to do? No, we had, when we had kids, I couldn't have my office at home. Then the kids were gone, and now the grandkids come, and it's, they don't knock. Grandkids don't knock. They just come flying in.
Yeah, my granddaughter will sneak up behind me and grab the office chair and turn it around and make me look at her.
And you know, you love every minute. You realize this is damaging to the kingdom, but it's so wonderful.
We can't separate those, but we must distinguish them, or all kinds of mischief takes place.
Fully God, fully man, with all the reasonableness of man.
Well, I prefer truly God and truly man.
There we go.
Because it can be confused.
One eternity later.
That's why we like to say vera homo, vera deus. Truly God, truly man.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I knew that's what you meant.
Let it go. All right, fine. Truly God, truly man.
Why, Johnny Mac, do you always make me have to define what you meant?
Talking about the church today is you have so many people who are evangelical Christians who go to church and are abysmally ignorant of the Bible. They hear these ridiculous kind of messages. I don't even know. You know, I call it little Bo Peep preaching. Little Bo Peep. She was little. She was insignificant. She was nobody. Even her name was insignificant, Bo Peep. And she lost her sheep. Everywhere, people are lost. But they'll come home. I haven't figured out wagging their tails behind them, so.
I'm sure he didn't make much of an effort to exegete that.
Another sort of recent controversial issue that you didn't say anything specifically about, but it relates to
the
issue.
You're not looking for information on this. You already know the answers.
Yeah, yeah.
You just want to.
But people want to hear what you say.
I know. You're just putting me on the spot. Okay.
Sometimes I'll, and this is why I put the, pyromaniac stuff in your books. People want to know what you think, and I'll say something, and they go, "Well, does John MacArthur agree with that?"
Really?
I wouldn't put it online if I didn't think you pretty much agreed, but
pretty much.
And if I'm not sure,
it's pretty safe since I don't have a computer.
That's right. And
so I remember that church very well because they had a Christmas play.
Okay.
And the Christmas play was really a kind of an odd play. The innkeeper had a little boy who grew up to be Barabbas. That was the storyline. And guess who played the little boy? Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I remember it was the only time in my life somebody put makeup on my legs.
Why?
Because I had a short tunic. You know, I mean, it's a stage thing.
Sure.
You understand.
To tan them up? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're Middle Eastern. You're Barabbas.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't look like a Middle Eastern Jewish boy.
Sorry.
I look like a pale Scottish boy.
I mean, there was people that were more excited about our not following the laws of the Medes and the Persians than they were about the worship of Jesus Christ. We had yahoos coming in here.
And it was wild times. We had hawkers selling stuff on the sidewalk like it was a fair.
Yeah, it was. One Sunday I pulled in and there was two ladies walking across the parking lot in muumuus, and they were moving towards the building and they yelled at a security guard, "We saw your pastor on Fox News. We love conservative churches." You know, they were just excited to be here. They'd never been here before. We had a lot of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that was an opportunity for
us. What did the muumuus have to do with it?
Question was prompted by someone who wanted to know, should I continue to stay in a church that has a woman as a pastor?
Well, that church has no pastor.
Oh! Ding! They put the black glasses on him.
Now, not to press, but I have a similar question.
You know, there's water here. I can get rid of you. The Lord brought Patricia into my life for many reasons, but one of them was because she's not impressed with me. She expects me to live everything I preach.
Oh.
The woman is unreasonable.
And we could go on and we could go on. One of the things that we'll miss about Dr. John MacArthur, who will be memorialized, I believe it's August 23rd. Please take note from Phil Johnson. The place is going to be slammed. And I do believe that they're going to be live streaming it so you can watch it then. And I suspect it will be a textbook for how to memorialize somebody who loved Jesus Christ. And until tomorrow, go serve your King.